Hello and welcome to the Popcast, a production of the Goethe Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2. This is Dithering Dave Creedon presenting the English language version of Ralf Sommer's May Popcast, featuring another handful of new albums made in Germany that we can highly recommend. This month's lineup includes a new release by Textor, who's known for his rap duo Kinderzimmer Productions, as well as the Afro sound of Berlin-based Djemba Groove, Suyono's idiosyncratic brand of folk pop from Munich, Hazy Rock's experimental melange of Iranian, Iraqi and Kurdish music, and for starters, a new sound from the Franconian region of Germany, Ferge and Fisherman from Nuremberg, featuring a great hip-hop guest artist from the US of A.
Riding around the city, all gas, no brakes. Gas tank empty, we came half the way. Jody in the back singing Donny Hathaway.
Got a sack for the dream.
Riding around the city, all gas, no brakes. Gas tank empty, we came half the way. Jody in the back singing Donny Hathaway.
Got a sack for the dream.
Hey, like a to-do list, might need you now. Then I'm glad when you're gone. Self-doubt, yeah. Truffle pasta for dinner, ay. Puffer jackets in the window, ay. Double standards, we hypocrite. Clean water's running through my fingers, ay. It's time, yeah. Looking for a wife and wife, I stayed behind. But the sideline, been too long. Fight the fires with white wine, then write a new song about it. Song about it, like I thought about it. Pretend I thought about it. French fries in the food tray. Afraid of what's in the news today. Buy a bouquet for my love, yeah. Sell it late for a Tuesday. Love the silence of the city at night. Advertisement and neon signs. Yeah, tell me, yeah, what I want and what I need. Yeah.
A lot about me. A lot about me. Right around the city, all gas, no brakes. Gas tank empty, we came half the way. Jody in the back singing Donny Hathaway. Right around the city, all gas, no brakes. Gas tank empty, we came half the way. Jody in the back singing Donny Hathaway.
We roll up and light it and give it right back to the breeze. Adapting without ease, immaculately. Like we been here before, more intentional. Just inches away from touching down, but I won't bend till I'm broke. I'm straight on the south side. Whenever we outside, we 4 deep. Keep knocking these pins down. The big Lebowski, the flow clean. I sweep it myself now. You kicking your shoes off. If you in here, we been here. Off that H2O, man, you know me. The homies, been down, they my dogs, ain't no leash. I found out who raw, unfortunately found out who phony. Hotbox, my little pony, all by my lonely. Gas ain't gon' empty, baby, just phone me. Bustin' to you, I'm rushing to you. I'm on my way, ayy. Pick you up when we got motion. Diamond in the back, I'm proposing. We do some lakeshore driving. It ain't no brakes, we vibing. Herbs getting blended, curves getting bended. Waves keep hitting our island.
Right around the city, all gas, no brakes. Gas tank empty, we came half the way. Jody in the back singing Donny Hathaway.
Got a sack for the dream.
Right around the city, all gas, no brakes. Gas tank empty, we came half the way. Jody in the back singing Donny Hathaway.
Got a sack for the dream.
That was Ferge and Fisherman with a track off their new album. The number is called What Have We Become? And it's a dream come true for the duo, because it features one of their biggest idols, rapper Mick Jenkins from Chicago, on a song about the feeling of putting things behind you, whether it be a period in your life, a city, or a past emotion. This duet is like a melancholy look back on your last ride through your hometown, knowing, however, that the next stop you're going to take is going to be a good one. The Nurembergers sought to produce an album whose harmonious sound would have the power to draw us into a whole other world. Good Mother is about growing up, the challenges we face, our responsibility to society and to ourselves. As Kolja, a.k.a. Fritz Fischermann, puts it,
wie geht man Beziehungen um, denen man entwachsen ist oder...
It's about how we deal with relationships we've outgrown or that we want to grow into, hence the album title, Good Mother, which is also meant to be a cry for help, turning to someone for help, namely the mother figure, which has something childlike about it. The protagonist of the album, in contrast, yearns to be an adult. For this coming-of-age theme, Ferge and Fischermann thought long and hard about what kind of sound, what kind of sonic room would seem particularly mature. Here's Kolja again. We imagined a dimly lit wood-paneled room with red walls and red carpeting, so you can breathe and feel the vibe of the music throughout the room. We set the whole thing to elements of 1970s music, string sections, backing vocals, lots of soul and jazz, and of course hip-hop. That's exactly what you're supposed to imagine, that feeling of drifting through a warm, carpeted, orange-red room with lounge-style armchairs and so forth.
Waberndes Gefühl in so einem orange-roten, warmen Raum mit Teppich und lounging Sesseln und so weiter.
That was Ferge and Fischermann on the sound they were going for. Let's stick to hip-hop. But in German this time, with Texter from Ulm, formerly MC for Kinderzimmer Productions, now going solo in Berlin. Texter is a master of verbal acrobatics. That was audio-video Ikozu of Texter's latest album. Ikozu is a common interjection in mangas and means something like, let's go, in Japanese. Texter feels this expression goes well with the sensation of too much neon light and nightlife, and that it really packs a wallop. Texter is the voice of Kinderzimmer Productions. His real name is Henrik von Holtum, and he made German hip-hop history in the 1990s with that Ulm-based duo. They were the nation's first indie rappers. Then again, they had to recall their debut album because it contained an unlicensed sample from the Stranglers' hit song Golden Brown. Von Holtum is now based in Berlin and has been going it alone for years. His new solo album is far removed from the bling-bling of the street rap scene and from its usual subject matter too. However, his stream-of-consciousness lyrics are hard to decipher. Try as we might to follow their twists and turns line by line, just when we think we've got a fix on them, we get thrown for a loop by the chorus that puts everything in a totally different light. What's more, the lyrics are highly elusive. The track called Kein Gefühl, meaning no feeling or simply numb, references the song Blaue Augen, a Neue Deutsche Welle classic by Ideal. And there are two nods to Nena. All your friends are a comments function, 99 balloons, because you can't breathe. That's a line from the song Panik. And what's the opposite of Heilbronn? Knowing that the N-word is not Nena, from the song So muss es sein. Texter explains.
Dass Nena zweimal vorkommt, ist auf der einen Seite ein Zufall und auf der anderen Seite vielleicht keiner, weil ich habe mich natürlich schon mit deutschen Lyrics auseinandergesetzt.
The fact that Nena comes up twice is a coincidence, and yet maybe not, because naturally I've looked into German lyrics, I've listened to Kraftwerk and Trio, but I've also checked out Neue Deutsche Welle, just to see where the boundary lies. What's banal? What's actually funny? What's minimal and terrific? And what's simply dull? What flows and what doesn't? And what about Nena? As with Falco, you have to check her out too, simply because these are two of the few pop products from the German-speaking world that carried any weight internationally, in German. So naturally it's a, well, bogeyman would be a total overstatement. I have nothing against Nena. Maybe it's one of those things where you stand in the corner with your arms crossed and sulk for a while, and then start talking big, which is extremely important in hip-hop. And then I just happened to bring up Nena twice.
Also es war eigentlich eher Prozess und kein sich etwas vornehmen.
That was Texter talking about his complicated take on Nena, who gets two mentions on his new album, which is called So tun als ob, in other words, acting as if. There's less mother-dissing this time around, that is to say, less of an anti-rap angle, and less hip-hop referencing in general. Let's segue from Ulm to Augsburg, the hometown of Paula Dobler, who's the singer in a new Munich trio called Su Yono. Here's their tune, Moonbeams. Thank you. Moonbeam's a song inspired by Canadian musician Dirty Beaches and the way he works. It's about old love that keeps shining on into the present like moonbeams, as Marcus Grassel puts it. It's on Wellen, Suyono's debut album. Suyono are a new trio from Munich, fronted by Paula Dobler, with Marcus Grassel from the band Aloha Input and Chris Hofbauer from Microcircus. Pop music, magic chanson, and psychedelic folk intersect here, as do past and future, and German and English. The music transports us into a world of its own. These three Munich musicians were in the market for a melodious moniker and came up with suono, the Italian word for sound, which they tweaked to form the unusual-sounding band name, Suyono. Frontwoman Paula Dobler tells us how these three musician friends ended up teaming up.
Yes, we came together basically by chance. The three of us have known one another for a very long time, but we didn't sit down and go, okay, let's form a band now. We just started making music together, the way it often happens. We like trying out different instruments. At some point, we played songs in progress to each other to see if any of us could add anything new to round them out, which is how a whole album full of songs came about. Songs of all sorts of different kinds and genres. We deliberately avoided committing to a single genre, but we did want to stick to a mood. That's the point. And that's how Suyono came about.
Some of her other songs on the album, for instance, Lucid Dreams, sound like German versions of space pop bands like Stereolab and Broadcast. Paula Dobler also sings in German, and she's the head of a women's choir in Munich called the Witches of West End, after the American fantasy TV series Witches of East End. Started up in 2013, Paula's feminist choir deliberately leave the beaten tracks of the traditional choral repertoire. The West End Witches routinely perform with outside musicians and artists, most recently, for example, at the Brecht Festival in Augsburg, which is Paula's hometown. For over 20 years now, Hani Mojahedi hasn't been allowed back into her native country of Iran. Here in Germany, the Iranian singer has teamed up with Andy Toma of the Berlin experimental electronic project Mouse on Mars to form a duo called Haji Rock. Hani grew up in Iranian Kurdistan, where her grandfather was forever hosting Sufi and Dervish ceremonies at his house on Fridays. She put together Iran's first women's band, but they weren't permitted to play if any men were in the audience. Nor were they allowed to take photos of themselves either. Then, day after day, they were subjected to constant humiliation and intimidation. If a country forbids the most beautiful things of all, songs and melodies, that means beauty itself is forbidden there, she says. So she simply had to go. In the early noughties, she made up her mind to leave family and country behind to start afresh in Berlin. She performed on TV and at festivals, while writing one song after another for the protest movements in Iran. After the COVID pandemic, Hani and Andy travelled to Erbil, the capital of Iraqi Kurdistan, and made some field recordings of Sufi drummers there, among other things. Hani has a small studio down there, explains Andy Toma. We simply recorded everything we could around us. We talked to Peshmerga soldiers on the grounds there, the armed forces of the so-called autonomous region of Kurdistan in Iraq, sometimes in a fantasy language, and just left the mic on the whole time. It was a surreal setting, what with these warriors armed to the teeth, whilst all these little rabbits, on the other hand, were hopping about around us. A very peaceful scene, actually. Naturally, we recorded percussion sounds too. We took a rather playful approach to the field recordings. The album is very political, however, says Hani. She never got a chance to express her political opinions in Iran.
I haven't seen my country in 22 years. I'm not allowed back. You miss everything so much, and you keep wondering, why won't they let me back in? I often go to Kurdistan and Iraq, along their borders with Iran. I sing when I'm there. or have to cry for hours on end, which is something that only happens to me there. Everything on our record is like a work of installation art. Each number stands for a political situation. It's all about what's happening to women. I sing about captive women. Sometimes I don't rightly know what's political and what isn't. But singing from a Kurdish woman's point of view, I think every day is about protest and resistance.
A life devoted to music, art, change. That was Hani Mojahedi of Haji Rock, her new duo with Andy Toma. Here's their song called Tehran. Thank you. That was Tehran by Haji Rock, Andy Torma and Hani Mojahedi's New Berlin duo. Haji Rock is a mythical character that Hani made up to serve, quote, as a political platform to defend the rights of the Kurdish people and of women under repressive regimes, explains her partner Andy Torma. Hani sings for equality, and some people are afraid of that, of her femininity, unquote. Another burning global issue addressed in the duo's song is man-made climate change. Speaking of global, our fifth and last recommended record is the sophomore album of Djemba Groove, a German and African project put together by bassist Yannick Nolting from Berlin and Eric Owusu. Owusu is a Nigerian-born percussionist and singer who's played with Ibo Taylor and Pat Thomas, two legendary high-life musicians from Ghana, as well as Joy Denalane, Africaine 808, and Carl Hector and the Malkoons. Djemba, by the way, means to bring life in the language of Ghana, and their second album is entitled Ye Ankaza, We Ourselves. Incidentally, their first album received kudos from the likes of British jazz pop singer-songwriter Jamie Cullum and legendary London radio DJ Giles Peterson, among others. They've also played the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, and the Eurosonic Festival in the Dutch city of Groningen. Djemba Groove include musicians from Benin, Germany, Ghana, Israel and Portugal. Their sound is a mix of highlife, jazz and 70s soul, often called Afrojazz for short. The band's new release, which they've already showcased at several concerts in Brazil, is all about positive vibes, mutual respect, and that where you're from is not an issue, explains Yannick Nolting. They sing about Dabia, the day-to-day hustle to achieve one's goals, and about Makoma, the heart, a song which is an homage to independence and freedom. It asks what you'd do if you were on the side of the powers that be. So it's about some pretty deep questions in life. So much for our May podcast. This is Dilatory Dave Creedon saying thanks for listening in to Ralph Summer's playlist. Angie Portman will be calling the tunes again in June. Meantime, let's groove the Djemba Groove and let their tune, Asemben, carry us away to distant lands.
Yeah, nini namo, inti yenko kuswa.